Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, heroin can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, street always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics, killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. With the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 17. Wow, this year is flying by. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music, activism, news. And we're going to get some news this evening. For those listening to Lake City Music on 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, we thank you all for listening live. Feel free to call up 646-478-0944. Feel free to send in music or advertisements, MP3 format, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944 and get in on the conversation. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press 1. I want to let people know that you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM or www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube is Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. And Hip Hop Workshop 2, that's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2 on Twitter. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent N. Angelica. You can Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com, the Facebook of I Am a Superwoman Radio, or music at www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. They featured Richie Carlisle and Bronx on their program today. Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. The web page is blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook, Eric Robinson, BBCI, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com before the Queens Court at 6 p.m. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. or Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat or YouTube Miss Commentary space Cleveland. That's our YouTube page. Band in the Street 13 on Twitter. And for that, www.templabor.org or thelogtv.com is the website. Also on YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland on the Power Groove Records YouTube channel. We Are Cleveland, and that's the Power Groove Records YouTube channel. I also want to take the time and get out there to people that my thing is letting people know, because I might not get a chance to do it before I bring on any phone callers. A top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10 spot is Kokiana Wilson, Team New Life. Number 9 debuting, Hollywood in the Hood mixtape release party, which was held at Valley View Road last Friday. Number 8, Joseph Motley, JR period on YouTube. You got the Sheriff Kilroy, Commander-in-Chief, Father's Lives Matter, joints out there. Joseph Motley Jr., I Wouldn't Allow It, with Emax the Image collaboration. Number 6, well, number 7 is definitely on Facebook page of the Ward 7 Cookout. We'll get into that information in a little while. Number 6 debuting is Facebook Cinema Central Showcase. Number 5, Facebook of the Art McCoy Celebration Party. We'll get into that in a little while. Number 4 debuting was the Facebook of Hip Hop Homecoming online last Friday from Tri-C. Number 3, moving up, Suave Gotti music page with Kaya Dog single, which will be released this week, the J.O. song, and Suave Gotti this Saturday, Club Afrique, 140th St. Clair, 11:59 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Don Yaya video shoot for that. Number 2, moving up, Igloo Crew Records, we're in town from Florida, released Stalking You, the video. Mark Morant Story is the single, and filmed the Mark Morant Story video with a lot of others involved in debuting. Number 1, the biggest draw so far is that NFL draft. I see a lot of people on the phone line, so before I go into the people on the phone line, I just want to take the time, because if I don't do it now, I better do it. And then I'll go right to the phone lines. But I have to say, Gregory Edward Jacobs, August 25th, 1963 to April 22nd, 2021, known professionally as Shock G, and his alter ego Humpty Hump, was an American musician, rapper, and lead vocalist for the hip-hop group Digital Underground. He was responsible for Digital Underground's The Humpty Dance, Tupac's breakthrough single I Get Around, and co-producer of Tupac's debut album, Tupacalypse Now. Now I get a chance to bring everything on home, since I have at least, wow, I know how the phone lines work. I'm going to at least dedicate 15 minutes to the first caller who was brave enough and bold enough to call in. I appreciate everybody. Before I go to a 216-235 or 216-773 or 216-324, let me go to 216-571. How are you doing out there?
Hey, man, good evening. How you doing, Ralph? How's it going tonight?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm cool, brother. Let me let you know who I am. My name is Lavelle Thomas. I'm running for councilman of Ward 6. And despite all criticism and I had to begin to kind of buy.
I'm hardly picking you up right now.
On my post, I had said that. Why is everybody celebrating in regards to the Chauvin verdict due to the murder of George Floyd? Yeah, a white cop got convicted for killing George Floyd, and the whole world saw that. So everybody should know that he was going to prison. But at the same time, George Floyd is not coming back. George Floyd cannot hang with his friends and sit at the dinner table with his family. And what I said was, if the Coon Negroes in Cleveland, Ohio would have read what I said, I said was, we have to find some other type of way in order for us to have a strong consciousness mind, because despite all the other fuckery that we have applied to our lives and accepted, it's not working for us. Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Dr. Khalil Muhammad, their souls and their consciousness on the other side of the spirit world, they are literally right now shaking their heads. You know what I'm saying? And what I really find very,
what you're saying.
Yes. What I really find very sad is that we can bash each other, I guess, to try to get likes or get attention, but we don't even have adequate grocery stores. You know what I'm saying? We can bash each other to get attention and to get likes, but our neighborhoods, man, are crumbling. You and I together or even separately or even doing meetups, we were out there, man, doing the So Well situation. We were out there, man, doing 137 shots. We were out there, man, doing a Tamir Rice incident. And all these folks who, hey, like I said, get on social media and talk all kind of crap, I didn't see none of those guys or any of those sisters. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, when it comes down to addressing real issues, you know, you think that you can try to gain and seek attention from mainstream, and mainstream literally is laughing at us. Malcolm X told you already. All it takes is for one buckshiny coon type Negro to throw a monkey wrench in a movement, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
dude,
I do. And you are speaking so real right now. I want to at least add in what was exactly said, and I'm glad to do this show because at least I can throw out the nuts and bolts, and you're allowed to speak freely. I think the message that had it been brought out and really explained, but it's basically what I read, which you put it in your own words, just like you just said, a message to the black community. Today a white cop was found guilty for killing a brother that the entire world witnessed, and his ass will be dealt with right now. It's time to start thinking about what's the next move in regards to protecting black people from various types of fuckery. Black Lives Matter is a joke to me, and the president is full of shit as well. We need to follow the words of Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, and Dr. Khalid Muhammad, because this other bullshit isn't working in our favor. Wake the fuck up. Love thyself first.
Yes. Exactly. And I'm going to tell you something. When I saw the response, I said, okay, I already know what it is. These are Christian-minded, enslaved individuals. A lot of us, and I'm gonna say it, it is what it is. A lot of us still have this mindset that somebody is going to come along and rescue us and save us. Now, let me break it down right quick to in regards to Joe Biden. He signed a executive order to protect Asians, okay? Because they're only going through 1 year of hell of racism in regards to COVID-19. Black people, man, have been messed with, man, threatened, killed, lynched, segregated, ostracized, you name it, man, for over 400 years. And he has not did anything, man, for black folks. And if anybody out there, man, is listening, if you remember when he was on the Breakfast Club, and he told Charlamagne the God, if you don't vote for me, then you ain't black. All these black voters broke their neck, man, to go vote for the chump, and he ain't did nothing at all for black folks, him or, man, Kamala Harris, the vice president. I'm just keeping it real out there. Then also, too, when the subject of reparations was addressed, he wanted to do a Jedi mind tricks and try to emulate something else. And the reason why I'm saying this is because it's time for us. Nobody is going to do for us but us, okay? And it's time for us, man, to stop thinking and start feeling what's going on. Now, in regards to my campaign, I have all types of programs that I want to implement, man, for our community. I want to create, man, you know what I'm saying, health awareness, man, for the seniors. I want to create, man, programs, man, so the young brothers, man, and young sisters, man, can go to college instead of going to jail. I want to create, man, programs in which, man, there could be apprenticeships, you know what I'm saying, in the black community, because we got too many young brothers already, man, walking around, and everybody want to be rappers, but they don't even have any skills in which, you know what I'm saying, they can use their hands. Right now, man, we need plumbers, we need electricians, we need HVAC, we need laborers, we need a demolition, you know what I'm saying, in order for us to be taken seriously. And all this, man, trying to impress white people, man, and trying to fit in, you sound ridiculous. Same thing with Black Lives Matter. I'm going to keep it 100% taxi. Get mad good. You out there marching with white folks, you understand, trying to be seen, trying to be heard, with the cameras, you know, saying all on you. Ooh, look, I just seen so-and-so walking down Prospect. Ooh, I just seen so-and-so walking down West 6. But guess what? Once that protest is over with, they're going back home and they're really white suburb, okay? And it's not all about white folks, man, marching with other black people, because I don't want anybody to take anything that I'm saying the wrong way like they did last time. But you got to understand something. It's the anarchy white folks you got to worry about. It's the militia-type white folks that you got to worry about. See, I was downtown when all that crap jumped down in front of the Justice Building. I was down there. And see, a lot of people don't know this. It was 16 people who tried to check into the 9 Hotel downtown Cleveland. I'm not lying on the other end of the phone, because I know folks who work there. They tried to check into the hotel down there, and when the concierge man went to grab one of their bags, a M16, you know what I'm saying, cartridge had fell out of one of the guest bags. So, of course, by policy, they called the police and apprehended, I think they apprehended like 3 or 4 individuals, but the other ones had taken to a hotel somewhere else. But see, here's the thing. We so quick to, like I said, bash one another, but we're not building. We're not building. Like I said to you earlier, Harlem, New York has the Apollo. That's something that black people and brown people and red people can identify with. That's their history. What do we have right here in Cleveland, Ohio, that we can identify with in the black community that we can honestly say that's ours? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But yet and still, you want to argue with me about me making a comment saying in regards to wake up and having, you know, and having a empowered mindset. That's the thing that kills me. I have an empowered mindset.
And with your empowered mindset, I want to call into consideration that maybe Stacey Long said what some others might have thought, because there are some people who would say Donald Trump uses swear words but never should have used them. But the thing is, I saw the comment where Stacey Long made a statement saying, such unnecessary laced profanity, you will never be taken serious in the political world. I've been at least accused of a lot of different things from a lot of different people, but I noticed that you put down, Stacey Long, you are so full of shit, fuck you. You disgust me as a black woman. Are you working for white folks? Stay the fuck off my page, bitch. To which you say, what caused you in your mindset to feel that way? Because I know for a fact that you had done empowerment seminars for black queens. You've always said black queens when you made your comments in public through Cleveland State and other places. What happened on that particular day, and what might you feel people missed?
Okay. When I very first made my announcement that I was running for Councilman of Ward 6, instead of this sister saying, or whoever it is, because I've heard stories that this is supposed to be someone using a surname. I don't know, and nor do I care. But when I very first made my announcement that I was running for office, the sister attacked me. And when she attacked me, you know, you worried about my earrings, you worried about my baseball cap. Excuse me, the way I dress, I'm making a statement in hip-hop. You didn't, not one time were you even concerned with my reputation of what I did in the community. Not one time were you concerned with my educational success. You know what I'm saying? Not one time were you concerned with my heart and my passion for the black community. And not only her, but Dolores Gray jumped on the boat. Another sister who I never even met, you know, Angela Y. Davis, she jumped on the boat. And a couple of other individuals. I'm sorry. I will not apologize for having a strong, high level of masculinity and a strong, high level of passion of being pro-black and being educated. I'm with it, man. Dude, listen, bro. You just don't know. I'm one of the most advocate brothers, man, for education. I rather see brothers and sisters know how to read and know how to be able to be capable of doing things than see you write me a letter from the white man's prison. I rather see you being able to create a platform in which you can educate your peers and be an innovator for your peers instead of standing on the corner, you know what I'm saying, in a shootout, shooting at somebody, and a little boy, a little girl get killed. See, us as a culture and us as a people, and I'm just saying this on the other end of this phone, I love black folks. I will die loving black folks. But we have a whole lot of work to do because we are damaged economically. We are damaged culturally. We are damaged socially. We are damaged on a behavioral level and even on a psychological level. Come on, Al. Keep it real. Back in the day, man, brothers wasn't hurting and killing women. If anything, bro, you got hurt if you tried to mess with a black woman. Now, it has become the norm to even hurt a sister. You know what I'm saying? Videotape her getting jumped on in a gas station or even in a dollar store, and we find that entertaining. But let me flip the coin right quick. Let something happen to a white boy or something happen to a white girl in regards to being intertwined in a black community. Brother, let me tell you something. By the time that video, man, hit public, it'd be 20 or 30 cars with news crews, you know what I'm saying, on the scene or, you know what I'm saying, trying to get information, trying to find out where the assailant lives at. So in regards to crime and justice, it has a flip-sided coin to that, you know. But like I said, man, it's a lot of cool Negroes here in Cleveland, Ohio, who really don't stand for nothing, but they really are looking for attention. And I hate to say it, be careful what you look for, and then when you get it, don't start crying like you the victim. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna give you a prime example. You are a representative for Black on Black Crime. I love the organization. I've been a fan of y'all for years. Y'all even came and showed me love at my event, and I love y'all for that. You know what I'm saying? And I got more to come. But let me ask you a question, Brother Al, right quick. Because I noticed y'all be having white people at y'all's meetings and programs. And some of them, you know, say they y'all friends and allies. Ask them about reparations. Ask them about reparations. And see, just to see where their head is at and what their views on reparations. Because one thing I've been saying for years, don't take a picture with me if you're white. Don't get to shaking my hand and talking with me and say, okay, I sound intelligent, because yes, I guess I am intelligent. But when I start to hit you with the real questions, what can you say to me back? How will you respond? like with Black Lives Matter. Okay, you want to go out there and march, whatever, whatever. Hey, that's your business. But I would rather see you confronting judges, you know what I'm saying, and lawmakers, and saying, hey, establish some type of a law in which people of color, you know what I'm saying, can no longer feel violated and be able to feel safe without being stereotyped. You know what I mean?
I agree. And I appreciate you for saying that, because there are so few whites who sometimes even come around in my presence, because once you have those real conversations, some of them take themselves out of the equation like they're supposed to. And with that said, you have to be able to stand up for certain things. But I would like to hear your viewpoints before I give you a couple of minutes to just talk about your campaign or anything else. I would like for you to address, because I've noticed names like Chris Bennett, Julian Rogers, who was a former county council person, Jarrell Tyree, Larry Gardner, even Javonte Guest, and a couple of others who, in their conversation, they took it as if to say, hey, brother, I don't think he should have said that to Stacey Long, whoever she may be or what have you. Your comments to some of the men who at least joined in on that, what would you like to say to, I'll say the brothers out of the whole thing, because I saw it was mainly a lot of brothers. What would you like to say to brothers in regards to you yourself personally? What's your standpoint on it?
Okay, cool. Okay, thank you for that. Well, I'm just gonna be honest with you on the other end of the phone. I'm not going to stop being Lavelle Thomas, and I'm not going to be a fuckboy for white people. Anybody who knows me, including yourself, and even those who I've had the chance and the blessing to talk to, you will always get that empowerment spirit, from me. You will always get that strong sense of brotherhood from me. You will always get that mindset of nation building from me, as well as the educational process in which I want to see us be able to prosper. I want to see us be able to be innovative in all fields, at all levels, okay? What we have to stop doing as a people and as a culture, we have to stop trying to belong, because it's not working. I'm gonna tell you something that I saw this past weekend. I saw all these pastors. I don't know where it was at, but I saw all these pastors trying to convince the black community to take the vaccine. And all I could do, man, was, hey, man, shake my head. I said, oh my God. Instead of providing some type of research and some type of information, saying in which, let me present this, and for you to decide on taking the COVID-19 shot or not, a lot of us, man, knowingly and unknowingly, are going to get tossed into the slaughterhouse. Because, let's be honest, our DNA, our biochemistry, genetics, is totally different from those who are not of melanin. Let me say that one more time. Okay, I'm gonna say this real slow to anybody who was a high school dropout and who can't comprehend. The COVID-19 shot, vaccine, whatever you want to call it, our genetics, our DNA, our biochemistry structure is different from those who is not of color. So therefore, anytime we get a flu shot, a COVID-19 shot, which I'm still not taking, I'm gonna be honest. You don't know what's going to happen to you in regards to 6 to 8 months. You see what I'm saying? You don't know how that can alter your DNA structure. So for those who want to take it, the only thing I can say is please do your own research. Don't allow no pastor to lure you into the slaughterhouse and you just walking in smiling, you know what I'm saying, going in the door, and then you dead going out the other side of the slaughterhouse. Just do your research. Ask questions. Please ask questions, especially when your health is on the line. And like I said, man.
And I appreciate you for at least being real and upfront, but I don't want you to leave out of here. I'm giving you at least 3 minutes to talk about anything from your campaign or anything you'd like to, because that is very important. I'm hearing you. You're saying full steam ahead, Lavelle Thomas, Ward.
Yeah.
I'm understanding and overstanding, so it's on you. I'm being quiet.
Right.
3 minutes.
My slogan is, hey, man, my slogan is vote for Vail, vote for Vail, we will not fail. Notice what I said, we. I didn't say I said we, because as a culture and as being someone who lives in the community, we deserve to have adequate grocery stores. We deserve to have black-owned businesses. Black women deserve to be safe in regards to that. Hey, self-defense classes, tasers, whatever you need to protect yourself. But also, too, at the same time, sister, you have to make the right choices and also make the right endeavors in regards to who you bring into your home and who you have into your life. See, I can create all types of platforms in regards to the safety of women, but if you land next to public enemy number one, what can I do about that? You know what I'm saying? And in regards to education, to all the brothers and sisters, man, who don't even have a GED equivalent, I have programs that I want to create in which I want to see you go to college. But if you don't put forth the initiative to take the SAT, to pursue your general equivalent degree, I did my job, okay? I did my job. So with that being said, I can have all types of ideas in regards to nation building, but if you don't come to the steps, you know what I'm saying, in order for that to happen, then is it my fault? And also, too, in closing, I just want to say this right quick. Us as a community, man, we have digested and celebrated, man, ignorance for so long. We celebrate, man, somebody who going to jail. We celebrate somebody, man, who coming home from jail. But yet and still, we ignore a brother or a sister, man, who is graduated from high school or has graduated from college. We celebrate balloon releases. We celebrate baby showers. And we also walk around with T-shirts on saying, free the brother, but instead of saying, don't do it, brother. So with that being said, we have a lot of work to do in our communities. And I also want to say this, man, to the men right quick, man, before I go. To all the men, East Cleveland, I don't care where you live at. The reason why nobody takes our community seriously is because we don't take ourselves seriously. If you're not going to work, if you're not productive, if you don't have that ability to make nothing happen, I don't know what to tell you, bro. But at the same time, I'm gonna do this like I've been doing. This is what I did for Ms. Stacey Long. When I very first made my announcement, I always leave my phone number. Feel free to call me, 216-571-8448. And that's just how I roll. Because you know what?
And I know that's the real number, 216-571-8448.
Thank you
so much for putting yourself out there. We appreciate the phone call, brother.
Hey, man, always, man. Good night, bro. I love you, man.
Good night,
and Black Power. For sure.
Black Power. You know,
Black
that
Power.
Has been Lavelle Thomas, Ward 6 candidate. Before I go to any other phone calls, I know that I do need to at least let people know some of what is going on out there because I hadn't done it. So Friday, April the 30th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 11:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Facebook, it's the Cinema Central Showcase, and that is located at none other than the Cinema Central presents the CC Showcase Cinema Central. It's a network of creatives working together to create beautiful art. We are made up of filmmakers, writers, actors, radio personalities, and more. With a special guest, Trap Boy Mannequin, you can find that under Cinema Central Showcase. That's Cinema Central Showcase. And that is this coming Friday. I want to also at least take the time and let people know that upcoming is, and this one you'll find on Facebook as well, Power and Equality. Power and Equality, which is at this coming Friday, April 30th from 12 noon to 4 p.m., 15400 Kinsman Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. Come meet and greet with our City of Cleveland mayoral candidate, Ms. Latoria T. Witcher, as she will be listening to what you think our city should be. For more information, call 216-235-8167. That's 216-235-8167. It's a fast-moving show, but I know that if I don't do this and get it out there, I won't. Saturday, May 1st, 2021, at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, East 86th Street. That's Saturday, May 1st, 2 to 4 p.m., the Ward 7 Cookout, 1188 East 86th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. Event by Vote for Jeff Mixon. That event is coming up as I look and see what else is on the horizon and move myself backwards. I want to at least say the Art McCoy Celebration Party, Wednesday, April 28, 2021 at 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Dialogue Center, 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110 Cleveland, Ohio. That is where Art McCoy invites everyone to come celebrate the George Floyd verdict with music from Black House Sound, dancing, and a cookout with Grillmaster Al Porter, Man in the Streets. Sometimes I wonder how I get myself in some of these things, but I don't even know myself. I'm going to go to the phone lines and give everybody a chance to at least say what's on their mind, starting with 216-235, 216-235. You've been on there for a long time. What's going on?
What's going on, Brother Al? This is Major Chat just dropping in. I ain't been on here in a minute. So,
got you.
Can't be touching base with everybody.
Yeah, I like the whole conversation that was going on. Sat up here and listen to stuff like that. All right, Brother Lavelle. All right, let's see you do it. This is Major Task for Prada and TCEO. I'm just checking in with everybody, letting everybody know that it's a few big, huge things going on with us. You know, we always, you know what I'm saying, fighting for the people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's go back to No Justice, No Peace, for example. Though, in the meantime, I just dropped a new hot song. You know, it's called Get Your Mind Right. Yeah, I did drop it on 420, you know. So
Right.
It's a good, fun-loving song. I don't know if it's advise children to listen to it or anything like that, though. It's for the grown folks, you know. College students, whatever. I mean, I ain't trying to influence college students to get the education, though. Though besides that, though, you got Almighty FX, you know. You got his mixtape out here that he didn't drop. The FX Effects, that's doing numbers right now. I just want everybody to click in, click like, and subscribe to Proprietor Entertainment TV. Click like and subscribe and check out the new video. We already got, you know what I'm saying, some views up here already, you know. So everybody enjoying something big happening in June 12th that I'm very excited for. So
I know I'll see you on Black Crime this coming Wednesday evening, where you take care of that, because Proprietor ENT will be a part of Black House Sounds, June 12, 2021, 3 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the African Museum, 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106, presenting the Rising Stars of Cleveland, artists, music of all walks of life. And you can contact Joseph Motley Jr. at 216-609-8847. Go ahead with your closing comments, brother.
All right. Just basically, yeah. You all need to, you know what I'm saying, definitely most likely, you know what I'm saying, wake up, Mo, you know, and not be sellouts, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever I do and say and do, like, I'm real about everything I do, you know. If I'm not doing this MC thing, I'm out here doing something productive, like, you know, working in school. I'm a brother that do have a degree, you know, by the way. A lot of people probably don't know that, though. Yeah, I just got a degree. I'm working on some plenty of other degrees and stuff like that.
Okay.
But, like, they say you only live one life.
I like my beliefs is I believe our body is an anchor and we are the spirit. So, you know, so we can live on and have multiple lives and everything. It's about that, that positive energy that you put out into the atmosphere and stuff like that. You decide that. So when it comes to, like, you know, when it comes to being on this earth and everything, you need to be doing anything, you know what I'm saying, you need to do. Like, do it right now. Like Cat Williams say, like, anything you trying to accomplish out here, do it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to go into detail, but, yeah, but do it right now. So you got to be a multitasker. I said that in one of my flows. I'm off the task to stay in your own lane. That's what I do. Tap stay in your own lane, but I'm also a multitasker. So, you know what I'm saying? People really got to get hip. Yeah, we don't need too many rappers because a lot of these rappers ain't talking about too much. You know what I mean? They following the same trend and stuff like that. They walking around with bull nose rings and stuff looking like fags. I mean, pardon my, looking like gay people. I don't mean to disrespect the gay community, you know what I'm saying, because they got their own lingo, but let them do them, though. Yeah, it's not cool. It's not cute. It's not nothing inspiring and stuff like that, you know. So the Hollywood industry, everybody pay attention. Y'all see where that lingo go, you know what I'm saying, where that's coming from and everything. Everybody need to be self-made themselves and stuff like that, not looking over these certain called vultures trying to have you being controlled and things of that nature and stuff like that, you know. So in the meantime, let's love everybody around the world, you know, and we will
Thank
see you very soon. All right.
Yes, you will.
Probably
talk to you.
Yeah.
And you know something? I'm got announcements out of the way. So before I go to 216-609, 216-324 is before that. 216-773. You've been very patient. 216-773. We got to give you a few minutes. How are you doing?
I'm very disturbed by what I heard Mr. Lavelle Thomas saying, and this is Dolores Gray. Brick House Wellness Women's Empowerment Group, LLC. I'm just very, very, you know, it's very disheartening to hear some of the things he said. And one of the things I want, and I hope that he's still listening, because one of the things I don't appreciate from him is keep saying that Dolores Gray jumped on board. First of all, the question that I asked him was really about, he, you know, he always states that he is about women's empowerment. So I asked him, what are your plans for that? What is your platform? And the thing is that for me also having a radio show, the Queen's Court on voiceofradio.com, I've also had candidates on asking them the exact same question. So it's not that I'm jumping on board, it's that I'm asking questions. Because for one, I am a woman, a women's advocate. Okay, that's number one. Secondly, I do have a radio show, and thirdly, and most importantly, I'm very much into politics, as you may know by now, because I also have decided to run for Ward 7 in my area. So therefore, I have a concern, and me asking a question is not me jumping on board. It's Dolores asking a question that she has asked many people. And my thing is that I listened to him, how he went around the bitch word and discussed me as a black woman phrase. And I find this is really insane to say out your mouth that you are about empowerment and then on the other end say that, to say, call a woman out her name. It's very, very disrespectful, very disrespectful. And, you know, I'm not into, you know, hounding someone or harassing them or stalking them. Basically, I asked a question, and he keeps putting my name in this. I want him to stop. I'm really irritated by that. I want him to stop because I had a conversation with him when he did it once before. And he said, I understand, I'm not going to do it. You need to be more honest and truthful and stop putting my name in this mess, because at this point, as an advocate, I'm going to speak up for whoever that asked me to help them. I'm going to speak up for them because that's what I do. And it's not anything that I male bashing or hate a man or harassing him. That's not what I'm about. What I'm about is everyone getting along and doing the right thing with each other, because we all are in this together, period. We are all this in this together. And it bothers me, you know, just to hear that he feels offended. And I'm like, what type of politician feels offended when you know that you're going to get everything thrown at you? Everything. I know for me, and I'm a woman going to be doing this, I'm going to have everything thrown at me. You have to be able to have maturity about yourself to accept it and move on. Address it and move on. Not call people out their names. Not call, not disrespecting a black woman. Just like he mentioned Malcolm X, okay? Malcolm X also stated that black men, women are all have been disrespected. They're the most disrespected women in the world. They're the most abused women in the world. And he's showing that right now by calling this woman a bitch, whoever it may be, a bitch, and saying that she can't, she disgusts him as a black woman. That's crazy right there. And I don't appreciate it. I have put something on my page, and what I said is I am an advocate to help women and children be safe and free from violence of all kinds, also to remove health disparities. And as an advocate, sometimes I have to be a loud voice in the room and sometimes a quiet voice in the room. But I make sure I'm using that voice to stop the trauma and the damage and create positive change. It is time for us to change the narratives, period. It's time for us to change the narratives. And for him to not apologize or act like this is nothing, he didn't even address what you said about, when you said the brothers had problems with it. He didn't address it to show, well, I understand, you know, other words, he don't care. So in my mind, you know, this is ridiculous. And yes, I did say something, but I did ask him questions first. I didn't go off on him. And I don't appreciate it. And if he continue to repeat my name, I'm going to do something legal about it. And he don't want me to do that.
I don't think anybody does. And I thank you again for calling in. Dolores Gray, Brickhouse Wellness. Did you say LLC? Can you give me the correct title of the group?
It's Brickhouse Wellness Women's Empowerment Group, LLC. And my web page is www.brickhousewellnessempowerment.com.
And thank you very much. And we will tune into the Queen's Court, which I had already called out earlier in the program, at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on Voice It Radio. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No problem. This has been a show of shows. Let me go to the 216-324, and then I'll be going to the 216-609. 216-324, how are you doing out there?
I am okay. This is Angela Davis. And so I, too, want to respond to LaVell Thomas. Mr. Thomas, LaVell, however you address yourself, I've been out here in these streets and these trenches marching for 3 years, and I ain't seen you, so I don't know what you're talking about, number one. Number two, I will continue to expose you for disrespecting black women. You on here talking about how black women are supposed to be uplifted, but you call the black, you on here talking about how much of you, that you're a man, but I remember just a few weeks ago, you had a woman to pay your membership for you to join an organization. Man, a man pays his own way. He don't depend on a woman to pay his way, Mr. Man. So you need to get in the dictionary and understand and comprehend very well what a man is. And just in case you're a little slow, let me spell it for you, M-A-N. So next time you want to put my name in your mouth, make sure you come correct, because I'm in them trenches every day. When I was downtown fighting for them kids and the report card, where were you? When I was at the Justice Center fighting for all the inhumane conditions for the prisoners, where were you? When I was in front of DCFS fighting for all the dead children that we have, where were you, Mr. Man, since you out here in these trenches and you down and for whatever? I ain't seen you down for nothing but yourself and receiving $25 from a woman to pay your membership fee to an organization. But yet you want to be councilman. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. I will walk for Blaine Griffin. I will call for Blaine Griffin. I will do whatever I got to do. You wanted this war, let's go to war. Have a good evening, Mr. Thomas. See you on the front line. Be prepared for war. Thanks, bruh. Talk to you later.
You too. This has been such a show that the 216609, you've waited patiently. Thank you for waiting patiently. Talk to me out there. Who do we have on?
Joseph Motley Jr., the founder of Blockhouse Sound. I'm just calling in to inform people. June the 12th, Blockhouse Sound, and a lot of different artists, and I mean a lot of different artists, vendors, public speakers, politicians, will be in the building at the African Museum of Art over there off Crawford Road. The time will be from 3 till 9. It's $5 at the door. Come out and support your artists. Come out and support your council people. Come out and support your public speakers. Come out and support the vendors. And most important, come out and support the Museum of Art. Now, we talk a lot about the generation is lost and they don't know anything. Well, some of us grown-ups, we got to get our youth to some of these events. Now, if I ask most people about the Museum of Art, everybody know that's off Euclid, and it look really rich. But if I said the African Museum of Art, people look at me like, oh, we don't have that in Cleveland, but we do. And one thing I grew up understanding about the people that was before me, see, the young people, we quick, well, I'm not young no more because I'm grown now, but the point when I was young, I used to look at the older people like, they don't care, you know, they don't tell us this, they don't tell us that, in which they it was some people in life was telling us young people some things, but we thought they was weird and this and that. But the point that I'm trying to make is we can't give up on the young people. They can think we weird and this and that, but like the other callers I heard, when people become adults and they still act like little children and they still do children tendency type things, then you understand that we repeating the same negative history that everybody pretty much say our culture is about. And I know my culture is about peace. I know we didn't bring cocaine to this country. We didn't bring bed bugs to this country. And we did not bring coronavirus to this country. So when you think about all the things I'm saying, every time a tragedy go down, they say it was drugs in the black woman or the black man's system. It ain't always about the black or white or black woman. It can be just anybody that's poor. We can talk about, as they say, white trash or whatever. They get treated the same, not on a scale like us. But the point that I'm trying to make, I don't want to point no fingers. I just want people to come out on the 12th, check out the artists that will be in the building. And once again, if you're listening, please don't say artists in Cleveland ain't about nothing. You know, they do with people in New York, down south, or whatever. You know, they make the same music. Like when we all saw the Music Awards and they came out there on the song, I'm not going to say what they said, but they was talking about the female vagina. And so when you think about how twisted the music is, a lot of us adults want to say, oh, man, back in the day it wouldn't be. Well, it's our day and time. We the leaders and we letting it happen. I'm not letting it happen. I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best to change stuff up. But I come to realize Martin Luther King couldn't do it. X couldn't do it. Mandela couldn't do it. It take a village to raise a child. So if you hear me, if you hear anything I'm saying, you're not coming to support me. You coming to support Cleveland, Ohio, your community. Joseph Motley Jr., I'm out. Blackout Sound, make real Cleveland music. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for giving that strong message. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Listen, everybody, I appreciate you all for at least tuning into this program and for at least hearing the truth that was given. Like I said before, this is one of the hottest moving shows around. It just is. And before I leave out or do anything else, I would be remiss if I didn't mention and thank some of those people who came out to the Justification, Invigoration, CMHA rally, where Scott Hawkins, whose son Arthur Keith was murdered by CMHA police, felt justification through the George Floyd verdict and feels invigorated enough to fight for his son and son's memory. And we were at the, I will say, CMHA police headquarters at 5715 Woodland. A lot of people did manage to make it out. I want to thank those who came out. Sometimes you can't go places until the family members tell you they want you to show up in certain places. So with that being said, I was just thankful that the family wanted us and asked me to be a spokesperson for the father in what was said. My main thing is I have to thank a lot of different people who showed up out there, such as Black on Black Crime, Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Urban Pundits, Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County, Refuse Fascism, Ohio, Stop Mass Incarceration, mayoral candidates, Anthony Wilson for Cleveland, Lady LaToria Witcher, two mayoral candidates, to have people come through Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network. It was a lot of different people, Alicia Kirkman. It was very, very sobering event where you had people such as, I would like to say and be remiss if I didn't say, Newsnet 5 came out to cover that. So that was in itself a telltale sign. My thing is, I could speak about what I said. Instead of me going further into it, I will just say that I will save that speech for next week. After having heard a lot of different things, my heart's to at least draw in something different. One of my favorite songs that I haven't played for a little while, but I feel compelled to at least go out on this and let the show end on this particular track. My thing is, I appreciate everybody who calls in. I do. This particular song, it was a solo joint from Cleveland's Conscious Rap, Volume 2. It's one of my favorites, 6 minutes, 10 seconds. Hey, if you want the full version, reach out to Mr. Motley soon, maybe by this Wednesday or what have you, so you can make sure you get all 4 discs of the classic Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 2. I'm going to listen to this for at least 3 minutes. I ain't listen. This goes out to one of the hardest working brothers out there. Hey, you'll be able to get a chance to see him and some other hard working people such as Major Tap, Proprietor ENT, on June the 12th, Almighty FX at the African Museum, and this coming Wednesday as well. I ain't listening.
Make it really right. crush your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them whenever put they weapon down. Can't say a lot, in the past they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey, we return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this R&D? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. Harriet Tubman through the winter. Yeah. We talk against each other, close set up. Throw the shackles in the chains, never let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just the logo of brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you.
No
matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Ain't listening.
What they do, they can never hurt.
I ain't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now today, I didn't listen to the condition.
Ain't business.
Now today,
I didn't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey.
Now today,
if I can go to Africa and throw my oath, talk about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. They gave you Jesus and took you over.
Take over the pyramids in Egypt for newer order.
If they ain't stop slavery, then they enslaved some more of us.
Fox said it best to set up the spell.
You either selling dope or going to work a jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man. And now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya.
I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner.
And when Africa's come to America, we phone it.
We gotta learn to love each other like you left a homie.
I ain't listen.
No matter what they say, they never hurt me. Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can't open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy out here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back though. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listen.
No